بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Respected brothers and elders, last week we discussed the incident where Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, the guide, and Amir bin Fuhaira, who was the shepherd of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, four of them were traveling. As they left the cave, a very hot day, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is looking for some shelter. Eventually he sees a boulder, and whatever little shade he can give Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by using his shawl, he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take rest, gives him some shade, cover, and then he goes to that person who was the shepherd, and then he had some link. Even the shepherd knows that this person, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, has a very healthy relationship with my master. Eventually the milk was brought, and then the amazing part, the last part of it, which we did not mention, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, when I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drink that milk on a very hot day, I cooled it for him and I gave him to drink. See, he says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was drinking, فَشَرِبَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank until I became satiated. He says, not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank and he became satiated. Not I drank and I became satiated. Nabi Sam drank, his drinking was my satiation. I was happy with that. If my Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in comfort zone, I'm very happy. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, continue on the journey. The next incident was that of Ummu Ma'bad, who later on became radiallahu anha. Because the Quraysh, the Kufar of Makkah Mukarramah, We hot on the heels of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The price tag was 100 camels, which in those days was a pricey amount, big amount in today's time, seeing the convenience of today's time. Even if you take the cheapest and you tell a person 100 of a certain vehicle, it's still a lot of money. So therefore everyone was really looking, searching endlessly for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the guide had taken Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a coastal route, not any route that any traveler would normally use. So they came across the tent, famously known as the tent of Ummu Ma'bad. So Ummu Ma'bad was a lady, and she was out of her tent, and she sees some brilliant faces coming in the distance, and she's amazed. This time she is a very hospitable lady by nature. It's like second nature to her to be very generous. Any person who went by never went back, never left empty stomach. Every person ate, was gifted, and then they passed this tent of Ummu Ma'bad. Husband was not around. He had gone out to do some errands. It was the time when the land was really dry, season wasn't favorable. There wasn't any provisions even in the house. This time when Ummu Ma'bad sees these people, second thoughts, she wants to be hospitable, but there isn't anything. So when these group of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and company come by, then she gives an excuse and says, I'm sorry, if there was anything, I would have given it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no problem. Who's that? Who does that belong to? You know, that goat belongs to me. So Nabi Sam said, how about milking that goat? Yes. She's telling the traveler, not realizing it's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That goat can never give any milk. It couldn't even walk to the pastures. Can't walk. How is it going to give milk? So Nabi Sam says, you give me permission? He says, yeah, whatever you can take of that goat that's so weak and frail, we have no hope of it. No problem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the goat. He reads certain ayat, makes some dua, puts his hand on the others, takes a bowl, and the bowl is filled. Nabi Sam gives Ummu Ma'bad, you drink first. She cannot believe herself that who is this goat giving milk? We like abandon this goat, can't even walk. She drank, everyone drank, Nabi Salasam drank, Nabi Sam milked it for the second time. Ummu Ma'bad gave it. And Nabi Kareem Salasam continued on the journey. When the husband comes back, so she is, cannot believe herself. She's telling the husband that, listen, one person passed by, he left milk. Milk, where you got milk from? From that goat. Marra bina rajulun mubarak. This person was so blessed, he was so good. And then the husband asked for some details on the outer and the inner characteristics. Whatever she interacted and she saw. After detailing the description, then the husband says to the wife, Ummu Ma'bad, that is the person Quraysh are seeking. He is Muhammad. We have to leave our place now. And let's make hijrah to Madinah Tayyibah. They're looking for him. Let's we quickly go. We have to follow him. And we have to become Muslim. Husband and wife embark on the journey. They go into Madinah Tayyibah to become Muslim on the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What happens in Makkah Mukarramah? As we said, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the entire family, everyone's making an effort. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he embraced the deen of Islam, 50,000 dirhams in his possession, 50,000 silver coins. At hijrat, 5,000. Everything spent for the deen of Allah. Needs to go for hijrat, he takes all 5,000 dirhams with him to spend on Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two daughters are left behind. Two daughters, Aisha radiallahu anha, Asma radiallahu anha, left behind. And he leaves no money for them. Abu Quhafa. So we would say like the dada. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father, Abu Quhafa. Old in age. So he comes home. And he asks them, what has your father left behind? Opportune moment. Complain and give long stories. Yeah, your son is like this. He don't look after us. And maybe the dada will give some extra. But the tarbiyat was made. The tarbiyat was made even amongst the children, even amongst the daughters, even amongst the wife. Important for every one of us, that fully functional family, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, tarbiyat was made. Asma radiallahu anha takes one bag, she puts some pebbles in it, and she rings those pebbles. He says, yeah, he left some money, you can hear. Oh, okay, everything is fine, as long as you have got something. Yet there was no money. There wasn't anything. But she, to appease her grandfather and the dada, to say there is, not to get him excited also, not to say there isn't anything, not to play on his emotions, not to become, you know, to find the soft spot of the dada. No, we've got. So he's satisfied, okay, everything is okay. Abu Jahl, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they look in, they can't find. 3-4 days are passing. Days are passing. He comes to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he terrorizes the two daughters. He says, where's your father? He says, we don't even know. We don't even know where is he. And then he was a little bit abusive to the two daughters, upon which there was a voice that was heard. Some say it was the voice of a jinn. And this jinn is giving out a message. And this jinn is saying out in couplet forms. So say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the universe, is taken care of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has just passed the tents of Ummu Ma'bad. Over 3 days journey from Makkah Mukarramah. Abu Jahl realized, he's escaped. If Nabi Kareem Sam is at the tent of Ummu Ma'bad, there's nothing we can do. It's a lost game. Listen, it's over. But there were already people on the outskirts, that were really looking for that prize money of 100 camels. And that next incident was that of Suraqa bin Malik, who later on becomes radiyallahu anhu. Suraqa bin Malik is looking for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Actually, he's not looking for Nabi Sam, looking for the 100 camels. And back in the days, they would use the quiver, take out arrows, and they would do certain things to signal to themselves. It would be like an indication that should we do, shouldn't we do. Na'udhu billah, it was omens of those days. We don't do things like this. So sometimes the bird flies right, it's the right decision. Goes left, this must be left out. Whatever, different situations. So he used his arrows, taking out from the quiver, takes out the first one, it says no, don't attack. Takes out the second one, says no, don't attack. Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who later on became radiallahu anhu, says, I was so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I could hear the qira'ah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallam is so collected and composed, concentrating in what he is reciting. Abu Bakr is only looking behind. He's worried, he's scared, he's turning in all directions to look for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All directions he's looking. And then Suraqa comes to attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he comes in that direction, Nabi Sam is continuing. Abu Bakr says, Ya Rasulullah, he's coming, he's close. Nabi Sam continues, Ya Rasulullah, he's so close. Nabi Sam just makes one dua, Allahumma sara'hu, Allahumma kfinahu bima shit. Ya Allah, you floor him from his horse. Drop him. Ya Allah, you suffice us in the way most appropriate to you. That's all. Allahumma kfinahu bima shit. But with yaqeen, makes his two du'as. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he cannot contain himself. He's worried about Nabi Sam. And he's crying. He says, Ya Rasulallah, ma ala nafsi abki. I'm not crying for me, I'm crying for you. I'm scared. He turns around, Suraqa is, animal is gone knee deep into the sand. Hard rock, but the animal's knees are locked into the ground. Cannot come out. He realizes, this is a divine intervention. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you make dua that I come out of this, I won't attack you again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Animals comes out. And he's back on the ground. Again, using his arrows. Don't attack. Green again. It said no, but he went to attack. Nabi Sam is collected. But Nabi Sam used the asbab. Now, we would say that Nabi Sam had total yaqeen and iman. But didn't he use the sabab and the means of taking a route not normally used? Didn't he use the sabab of having a guide with him? He didn't say, Allah will guide me. He used the asbab, then tawakkul. So the deen of Islam is not indifferent to the usage of asbab. But what's missing ingredient with us is the yaqeen in Allah. That's all. That's what we need to be making an effort on. One is extremism. You don't take to the sabab. You don't believe in sabab at all. Allah must do whatever Allah wants to do, na'udhu billah. But Nabi Kareem some adopted the means. But the missing ingredient in many of us, myself included, we don't have yaqeen in that system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So second time it happened, third time it happened for the third time. On the third time, he asked Nabi Sam, would you have some food? Nabi Sam said, no. What can I do for you? He says, cover my tracks. Go back to Makkah Mukarramah. And every person you see, tell him that, just cover my tracks, that Nabi Sam, don't give him any location. that Nabi Sam was seen at this point, at that area, how many people? Just cover my tracks. Be vague in how you answer your questions. We're not asking you to speak a lie, but just cover my tracks. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, كيف بك يا سرانقة إذا لبست سوار كسرى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is running for dear life, we can say. No soldiers, only the system of Allah. Leaving his hometown Makkah Mukarrama to adopt a new homeland. Sahaba scattered. Mustadafin, the weak and frail, stuck in Makkah Mukarrama. The strong and the hale and hearty embarking on the journey already. Some two-minded. The situation is such, for Nabi Sam to tell Suranqa, who is not yet a Muslim, and a Sahabi, Nabi Sam said, "Oh Suranqa, what you think of the day when you will be embellished, you will be wearing the bangles of Kisra. Even the Persian emperor, his jewelry will come to you." He cannot believe himself. Ya Rasulallah, what are you talking about? But he had yaqeen. Now, yaqeen is in his heart. It is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he doesn't bring iman. Goes back to Makkah Mukarramah, covers the tracks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fath'u Makkah, many years later. After Fath'u Makkah, the Battle of Hunain was fought. On the return, we normally speak about Umratul Ji'irana. The Umrah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Ji'irana, from this place called Ji'irana. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Ji'irana. This is the time now Suraqa comes. He says, "I want to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." People say, "No, no." So I say, "Where are you going? Hold on. You're not going. I mean, a big Hazrat will come." People say, "No, no, Hazrat is resting. Can't go make salam. Hazrat is resting." So there's bodyguards. You can't go. So he said, "Hey, tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it's Suraqa. Tell Nabi Sam, we've got old links, man. Just tell Nabi Sam Suranqa." Nabi Sam saw him, he says, "Yawmu wafa. Suranqa, today is the day to fulfill that promise with you." Because he asked Nabi Sam for amnesty. He says, "Ya Rasulallah, Sam, you're not gonna kill me. You're giving me safety." Nabi Sam said, "Yes, take it." So he reminds Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about it. Nabi Sam, "Definitely, we're not bloodthirsty. You came for my blood. I don't need your blood. Listen, accept the man's Islam." Suraqa becomes a Muslim. In the time of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, Persia is conquered. The bangles of the Persian emperor is brought in front of Amirul Mu'minin. So the Muslims are waiting for distributions of the Mali Ghanima, the booty. Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Suranqa, where is Suranqa? Suranqa, isn't this for you?" Nice. "Yeah, for me. Why me?" What Nabi Sam told you, "Kayfa bika ya Suranqa, idha labista siwara kisra." You remember that promise of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many years ago? There's the promise been fulfilled now. Subhanallah. In the hijrat, Nabi Sam told him, he's getting it now. Many years later, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, we pass that goat of Ummu Ma'bad. Also in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, what transpired? Amur Ramada. Amur Ramada was a famine, was drought. It's called Ramada. Ramada refers to dust. There was nothing that was visible to the naked eye besides dust. Sahaba, Muslims, non-Muslims, animal, no difference. Everyone is passing away in the hundreds. Everyone's passing away. Ummu Ma'bad, her goat still survives, still is giving milk. How many years later? This Amur Ramada was 18 Hijri. 18 years later, will the goats, number one, survive? Number two, still giving milk. How many years more did it still survive? Wallahu a'lam. If this was the barakat of Nabi Sam's hands. Can we imagine the barakat of every sunnah? Every sunnah. Rather than saying it's only a sunnah, Allah give us the tawfiq and the love. The only reason we are here is to increase in the mahabbah and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase that mahabbat and the love for every one of us, within every one of us, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues on the journey, passes Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the entire incident. Entering Medina Tayyiba, Nabi Sam stops at Quba. But before the entrance, Ansar of Medina Tayyiba, they were already informed, heads up, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming to Medina Tayyiba. Every day they will come out. And they would look on a certain hillock, wait until the heat is beyond tolerance for them. You see, it's so hot, the traveler can never be coming at this time. Then only they'll go home. Then only they will go home. And this continued for days. One day, even the Jew, imagine how much of conviction he had. The Jew went onto his fort on the top. The Ansar had already returned to their homes. And he's looking in the distance. And he sees some people approaching. Looks at the books. Looks at the two Mubarak faces that are appearing. He couldn't control himself. He started screaming, Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Ansar! Hada jaddukum. This is the person you're waiting for, he has come. Ansar cannot believe. No. They run out. Now the Ansar, very few saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very few. First time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming to Medina Tayyiba. They all around Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. All around him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting one side. Samit. He's not saying, I'm the Hazrat. Press my legs. He's not saying anything. Quiet. Abu Bakr is talking. He's saying everything about the journey. He's talking. Nabi Sam is quiet. It was still a little bit dark. So they couldn't see. But they were listening to the person who was talking. And they were amazed that the person is so muhadhab. He's so cultured. And they really spellbound with who? With Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Only when the sun had risen and had hit the Mubarak face of Nabi Sam, they said, no man. Even the sun is dim in the front of this person's face. This has to be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they all go around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately they say, they realize that's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Quba. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spends some time in Quba. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues towards Medina Tayyiba, and the program will be continued inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.